One, I think it's going to keep going on and on and on. I certainly think up until the election, there will be tweets about this.
Of course.
With the midterm elections, it is a great talking point, and I don't think the players are going to back down. And we know the league has no idea what to do.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Cofield & Co.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A covenant that split the skies over Berlin. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A promise was made. A solemn oath that liberated Seoul. A sacred trust that defended Kaesong. A pact that dug in Da Nang. A contract that weathered Tet. A promise was made. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. A bond that patrolled door to door in Fallujah. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. A promise we all must keep. DAV fights for all veterans and their families so they get the health care, financial benefits, and support they earned. If you're a veteran who needs help or you'd like to help us keep the promise, visit DAV.org.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ.
It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield and Adam Hill on ESPN Las Vegas.
Mayfield with time. And he waits for his receiver to clear. That's David Njoku with his second touchdown catch of the ball game.
I tell you, another good decision by Baker Mayfield. They should be excited watching this kid. He had a wheel route on the outside versus a linebacker. It wasn't there. Look at his eyes and his footwork. Finds a guy in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, it was pretty damn good last night from Baker Mayfield. Bob Papa and Carl Banks on the call. And Njoku with his second touchdown, as you heard. So Mayfield out of Oklahoma. You know, it's funny. I got to mention this before we go to our guest. Chrissy, we've been kind of pushing Chrissy this whole year. Like, you know, toughen up, fight back. Because I'm essentially like a fire and brimstone coach, just making no money and really have no value. But I can be mean, and she just yells at us with our guest on the way. She's like, don't embarrass me! I'm like, okay.
This is one of my favorite people ever.
All right. You might want to do the interview, because we're probably going to embarrass you. Joe Castiglione from Oklahoma, the AD, part of the college football committee, gives Cofield & Company here in Vegas a couple of minutes. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing excellent. I'm just trying to figure out, reading the tea leaves, where this interview's going.
I know. I don't know. I actually had a whole path, and now I'm scared you know what. Chrissy's very intimidating. Very intimidating.
Well, yeah.
All right, well, let's start out with what we played on the way back there. Baker Mayfield, you know, interesting kid. I think he's polarizing to a certain extent. Played ball at your school, and must be cool to see him roll out on the field for a preseason game and have some nice success.
Let me say one thing. I realize how people can see or hear about, and video can convey certain images too, and draw certain conclusions and make it sound like that person is like that their whole time. And I actually would use the word unifying, not polarizing.
Ooh, okay.
And because of the way that when you have one of your, if not your best player on your team, be your hardest worker, that sets a tone that everybody has to rally around. No one has the back of his teammates more so than Baker. I've seen it time and time again. Now, when you have fierce, and I mean fierce competitors like he is, you know, at times, you know, you play this game with such emotion, and you want people to play that game. That football is like that. At times, there's been a couple of situations where it might have boiled over, but when I watched Baker Mayfield, like I did for the years he was here on campus, first guy to step up and go do something for the community, is unbelievable with kids. Unbelievable. Signs every autograph, takes make sure everybody's taken care of, volunteers for this or that. You know, he really loved being a college student. And he grew. Made him a couple mistakes. He's always been a stand-up guy to admit them, face it, never ran from it. But I'll tell you what, on campus, he was a unifier, not a polarizer. And I loved seeing his impact on his teammates and the program. And obviously, you got to see what he could do from a talent perspective. But he was a tremendous leader.
You want to laugh and you'll know I'm a dunce. The polarizing comment is really from watching Hard Knocks and a reality show.
Well, but you know what?
That's how stupid I am.
No. You've seen these shows before.
Yeah.
Those guys are making them into actors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
I love
it. They're playing along with it. He's having fun. They're having fun. You know, they're trying to make it be what it's supposed to be, and so he'll go along with it. But I'll tell you, when it comes to being a teammate, as good as it gets.
Well, clearly the unifying point worked on Hugh Jackson, I mean, who freaking raved about Baker Mayfield. And it must have worked on John Dorsey. What they saw, you know, impressed them, because this is a hell of a quarterback class. So for him to edge the other guys out by just a little bit to be the number one pick, I mean, he impressed the Cleveland Browns for sure.
Well, we all felt like he would. And, of course, you know, this is a process. It's not all about how you do in a single preseason game. Great start. Take that, you know, as a really good step. Maybe, you know, manifestation of what he's done so far in camp, you know, the situations they were in the game, you know, all of those kinds of things, who's in the game, those kinds of things all have to be in consideration. He'll be the first to tell you, hey, man, I'm at the beginning of the beginning, and there's a long, long way to go. But, having a couple of weeks or whatever it is, a practice under a belt and whatever OTAs that he had, you know, coming into this, you know, he's trying to establish a tone. He's respectful of his fellow quarterbacks. You know, you've seen that too. And he has a certain work ethic level that he expects out of everybody. And he's not going to hold anybody accountable to a standard that he isn't already there himself. And so, you know, he'll be the first to tell you this is just a start.
And we have so many things to talk to Joe Castiglione about, AD at Oklahoma. So I want to talk about the guy who's now in his place in Kyler Murray. You can explain to the Vegas audience, this is a two-sport athlete who's trying to balance something pretty intense here. This is pretty brave to go play football when baseball money is on the way.
It really is. I'll tell you, Kyler is another special guy. He went to Texas A&M right out of high school, and started as a true freshman after one of the other quarterbacks got hurt, played, and then, you know, at some point after the season, he decided to transfer. So he redshirted 1 year here, was the backup last year, had some playing time, but backup, and now everybody is projecting him as a starter, yes, but Coach Riley hasn't named him or named the starter yet. So I want to be fair and respectful to Coach. But
AD says Murray's a guaranteed starter. Not quite.
Yeah. So, but, you know, with what Kyler did, you know, and he did play baseball 2 years ago, but we knew he was a great baseball player as well. But this year, you know, he's really developed and was balancing practicing and being around the team in the spring. In fact, we had a situation where we played at Texas, where we had to he played Friday night, flew back here for spring game, and then flew back, you know, to play the TCU to play that night, and then Sunday. So he didn't miss any games, but he didn't miss any key practices either. And so that shows you the kind of work ethic he has. And it was really important for him to put himself in a position to be a starting quarterback. And then as the baseball season evolved and his production just kept rising and rising and rising, we knew that he was going to be a high draft choice. I don't know that we could have predicted exactly where he landed. The baseball scouts might have told you. Baseball teams that were scouting him might have told you, but we didn't know. And so when he gets to be a top 10 pick, the number 9 pick of the Oakland A's, you know, then you think, well, will he just leave right then? But he it's his dream to be starting quarterback, so he's going to pursue it.
Very cool. It points us in a good direction, this part of the conversation. So Kyler signed his deal with the A's. So we're talking about, you know, amateur, pro, in terms of status mix here. Any early thoughts on what the NCAA is hoping to do with college basketball, with agents and elite prospects? I mean, hell, you just had Trae Young there, and maybe he would have been in this boat. What are your early thoughts on what's been discussed?
Well, to be candid, I have mixed thoughts on what I have read. But I don't want to avoid answering your question at all. But I really have been immersed in another project the last 24 to 48 hours, so I haven't really been able to completely digest what was released about, I guess it was Wednesday. My first thought was, well, I knew this was going to be complex. I knew these are very difficult problems to solve. They didn't all develop overnight. There aren't going to be many overnight solutions. But there are a couple here that I'm not really sure we're hitting the mark. I think there are a few things that it's about time. And then there are a couple that I'm not so sure we aren't creating more problems. I don't understand the need for additional paid official visits. I don't quite have my mind around that one yet. We have the opportunity for student athletes to make as many unofficial visits as they want, and we pay for one. But I don't quite understand the need to create multiple paid official visits. I'm just not getting that one. But I understand why they put that forward, because there's been questions about prospects flying all over the country and having, you know, who's wondering who's paying for that visit. What an institution. But there's always a question who else was paying for that. So I get why they might have come up with that, but the schools weren't asking for this, and they just put that out there. So so again, I'm not trying to evade your question. I'm not really in a position to speak with a strong opinion.
But for now, you want to stay away from the whole possible agent, you know, official relationship with college basketball players? You need some time?
Yeah, and I'll give you just a quick general comment. My first thought goes right to what role is that agent going to play? We can say a person can have a conversation with an agent, not take anything in terms of monetary gifts, services, goods, you know, anything that had value, because that would compromise someone's status as an amateur. But then, you know, that still has to be defined. What does the agent student-athlete role mean? And what is it just meaning the student-athlete can consult with them to get perspective? Does it mean that the agent is going to be basically representing the prospective student athlete to the institution. I know that's not necessarily written in the early description of this new relationship, but one has to, you know, think through this and what the details are all about. So yeah, that's got me a little concerned. We know in certain sports like baseball, golf, tennis, many of these outstanding student athletes already have someone that serves as an advisor to them. And not that they're getting any kind of monetary return or any advancements on what they might make, but they advise them. We know that exists across the board and has for years, but as long as it stays within what the NCAA definition, what you can and can't accept, you know, we know people have gotten some advice probably back in their earliest high school years, trying to figure out what they should do to try to put them on a path to be first and foremost a, you know, good prospect for college, and then where it goes from there to be, you know, developed to go play professionally or go into the Olympics, you know, if it's a certain sport like that. You know, there's some sports that are in the Olympics that schools sponsor, like gymnastics, you know, that there aren't many high school programs that sponsor gymnastics. Most of them are clubs. So a lot of those club coaches are advisors to gymnasts. And so, you know, there's all these unique kinds of interactions right now. This is just better defining it for basketball. And once they do that for basketball, you know football's going to be on the heels of it.
It'll be interesting to see what happens down the road. I'm sure, you know, we're familiar with Lon Kruger. He's a friend of the program from being here at UNLV, and
great coach.
Lon's
what? Love him.
Lon's what, 66 now? And I'm sure Lon's like, oh, good. Maybe I don't have to deal with so many of the AAU guys anymore. Oh, wait, now there's agents. Great.
Yeah, it's already, you know, it's already gotten more complex because, yep, you know, for years it was the Scholastic coach. Well, now you have, you know, not just one, but maybe multiple non-Scholastic coaches, because some of these prospective student athletes play for multiple teams. So it's, you know, it's really complicated.
Good stuff from Joe Castiglione here on Cofield & Company, AD at Oklahoma. Just a couple more minutes. So you're part of the college football committee. You're a busy guy. You just said it. You're, you know, you're overseeing a big budget. You have a lot of responsibilities at Oklahoma. Has anyone asked you this? Like, why do you want to be part of the college football playoff committee? Like, that's a lot of extra work now.
Well, the sport of college football has been a big part of my life, and it's been very good to me. And so this is a an opportunity to give something back to the sport. And very well aware of the number of hours. I've actually served on the men's basketball committee, and I knew from that experience how much time one has to invest to do that, play that role the right way. I've actually made some advancements in technology, and now more fully understanding the role of one of the selection committee members, where the job is to rank, you know, the teams from 1 to 25, and the process that leads you to know as much as you possibly can about a team and making, you know, bringing that to the meeting to discuss, you know, with the other members. So I've been able to get, you know, my first meeting a little more understanding of process and the protocols and the preparation. I feel very good about being able to balance the time necessary to prepare during the fall.
Well, didn't they tell you all you have to do is just pick the top three SEC teams and then one other team?
Uh-oh.
It seems pretty easy to me.
See, now there is what you were talking about at the top of the interview, right there.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, watch this, though. Watch this. So Tim Brando was on with us yesterday. I want you to listen to this clip, because this is what you're going to get a lot of. Tim just starts laying into the college football playoff committee, and I want to get your reaction.
The committee doesn't care what David Shaw thinks. The committee doesn't care what I think. The committee is there to, in their own minds, pick the four best teams. That's their edict. And the moment that, God rest his soul, Commissioner Mike Slive of the SEC got that wording into the deal, championships don't matter, four best teams, and then the criteria had nothing specific in it about strength of schedule or any of those things.
All right, Joe. I heard a guffaw at the beginning.
I like Tim Brando a lot. I've known him for a long time. It's not my role to be a spokesperson for the committee. There are people that can do that. One of them is Mr. Bill Hancock. The other is Mr. Rob Mullins, who's the chair. I'm a new member of the committee. I'm going to do my job, and I'll just leave it at that.
I like that answer, because I think that a lot of people do have this vision of the committee, you know, having some ulterior motives or anything else. Like, you're going in there, you understand, like, I'm just in there to pick the best guys. I'm doing this for college football. That's what you said. But there is this feeling out there of people just think it's some huge corrupt organization.
I'll tell you that the top of the list is integrity. And good. That's it starts there, and that thread goes through every single thing the committee will do. Again, I'm just brand new, so I'm not at all in a position to talk about any more than that, and nor would I ever be a right. spokesperson. There's already people assigned for that, and it's pretty clear. I'm very looking forward to it. There are 12 other great people that are all part of it, and I think it's going to be very exciting. I'm very honored to be selected to be part of it.
Can you give us one negative thing about Lon? We're around him for a long
That's
time.
That's a tough one. He's a good dude. A great guy. I mean, I could go on and on and on about Coach Kruger, and he has done a superb job with our program. He's so open. I mean, every practice is open. There's 30, 40 people at every practice that just come and watch. I mean, who does that in Lon? And connects well with our fan base. Obviously, he's done a lot. We've been to a Final Four since he's been here. I'm trying to think.
I'll give you something negative. We're mad he left Las Vegas.
Yes, I know. I know. I heard about that.
Yeah, you did.
He comes back because he has his big fundraiser in Las Vegas every year, the Coaches versus Cancer fundraiser.
And,
I tell you what, whatever it is that I could think of, it just pales in comparison to all the great things he's done. We appreciate him and Barb and Kevin. Is here now with his new wife as an assistant. So. Former player for the Rebels. Really good. Yeah, I would say I'm not sure how much he can get off the floor now to block a shot. That might be the only other thing, But make a shot? Now that is a different story.
Yeah,
he can
still
shoot it from about anywhere, so.
Well, we appreciate you giving us so much time. Giving us so much time. We know you're a busy guy, so we'd love to talk to you down the road when this heats up, because I think there's going to be a lot of conversation around the CFP.
Well, again, there's not to. I'll be happy to talk to you about anything else, but I'm not a spokesperson for that.
I got you.
We stay to that, and so. But anything else about Oklahoma, the program, college athletics in general, I'm going to do my homework, so I'm give you some more specifics and questions like you asked earlier regarding some of the new basketball rules. I hate to be too general there, but in any event, I look forward to talking with you sometime down the road.
Beautiful.
Thanks,
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. Joe Castiglione, he's the AD at Oklahoma, now part of the college football playoff. We've got what's trending on the way. Plenty more on last night's preseason games as well.
More of Cofield and Company is on the way, live in the Finley Toyota studios. The right hire can really make an impact on your business. You can post to job boards and hope you'll find the right person for your job, but think about it. How often do you check job boards? Why trust a chance when you can post your job to a place where people go every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities, and 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there? LinkedIn. 9 out of 10 LinkedIn members are open to new opportunities, and yet most are not visiting job boards. So you can only reach them on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets potential candidates based on insights from their behavior on LinkedIn and rich profile data you can't find on a resume, like their skills, recommendations, interests, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. With LinkedIn, your job gets in front of the right people. Hurry to LinkedIn.com/1009ESPN and get $50 off your first job post now. That's LinkedIn.com/1009ESPN to save $50. LinkedIn.com/1009ESPN. Terms and conditions apply.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letter, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit WilliamHill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
If you're looking for quick, convenient service for your vehicle, Hamid now has two locations in the Valley to serve you. Visit Busy Boots Automotive at Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto at Durango and Cheyenne. Free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. No appointment needed. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. First-time customers get 10% off up to $50. Visit Hamid at Busy Boots Automotive on Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto on Durango and Cheyenne.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. You know, with four drivers in our household, we've had more than our share of dings, dents, and scratches on the bodies and bumpers of all of our cars. And we've relied on Dent Pro for years. The best thing is, they send somebody to you and fix it right on the spot. Dent Pro will send out a licensed certified tech, and their prices start at just $99 a dent. And if you have more than one dent, they'll give you a discount. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-DENT. That's 368-3368. Dent Pro Las Vegas. Call them today.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Jeeps are hot, and Chapman is the hottest place to get one. No one sells more Jeeps in Nevada than Chapman. No one. Why? Because we refuse to be undersold by anyone. You want the lowest price anywhere? Chapman guarantees you get it here. That means discounts up to 30% off for savings as high as $20,000 on new Jeeps, Dodges, Chryslers, and Rams. We're also offering 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years. And don't worry about past credit bumps. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Don't miss the summer clearance event all this week. Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
OEC on select models guarantee offer valid on any bona fide signed contract. We reserve right to purchase vehicle. The same price offers may not be in mind.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
Now it's time to find out what's trending on Cofield and Company.
Busy, busy, what's trending? About 15 minutes away from our pal RJ Bell stopping in. I'm going to save this story. I don't think it flows with where we're initially going to be going, but I'll get you an update on Ohio State and some of their issues here in about 8 minutes in a more comfy spot on the show. Adam's across the way. It's Cofield, Chrissy. What's trending time? So we start with, you know that I have an affinity for the ladies who are a little bit older.
True.
When they're keeping it together. You just write them off. You just write them off.
True.
But when I see a woman, like, you know, I'm almost 50, but I see a woman 55, 60, 65, you know, Jane Fonda, like 80-something. I'm like, you know, good for you. Good for you. Hold it together. Well preserved. You look nice, lady.
That's creepy.
Yeah. What? That was a compliment? You look nice, lady.
Your compliments come out very creepy.
Yeah, that was a little, maybe a little over the
top.
Work
on that.
Yeah. But I just saw a picture of Meg Ryan, and we know she was a favorite of everyone some, what are we talking, 25 years ago now?
Yes! Yes! Oh! Oh, yes! 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 Oh! Yes! 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 Oh! 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 Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
So, of course, I was referencing the woman Beatrice there at the end of the scene as right. The one I like.
Of course. Just make up that name.
Well done.
At Katz's Deli in New York. Yeah, I'll have what she's having. They look pretty good.
Solid.
Well, Meg Ryan isn't quite as old as Beatrice or whatever her name was. She's 56. There's a picture of her out this week. She's vacationing off the coast of Italy in the Mediterranean. She looked nice. Good for her.
That's all you got?
That's all. I just figured you're either going to chime in and go, ugh, or...
Yeah, I'm curious. I'd like to hear Adam's opinion on that,
mm-hmm.
on that picture. Can I send? I'll send it out on Twitter as well.
Yeah, do it. There's no I mean. It's good.
Well, the hair is a bit...
Well, she's wearing a hat.
It's a problem.
And she's swimming. It's not going to be styled.
Well, I'm looking at a different photo, I think.
Yeah. Well...
I think she looks fantastic.
Okay.
Rock. Yeah. I mean, it's a bold move to rock a two-piece, I think, past...
I mean, she's wearing... She's got the top on. And she's got the... she got the board shorts.
Yeah, but...
But I'm sure
but
she's...
You can see her midsection.
Oh, she's ripped.
Right, I mean, yeah.
She's in good shape.
And her arms look good. There's one photo that's not super flattering, but
right.
It's based on how it was taken.
Right. Now, it's not always going to be flattering when you're 56, you know?
Or take it easy. It's not always going to be super flattering.
Exactly.
All right, the one where she's, like, sitting up?
Yeah. Yeah. When she's, like, sitting on the...
She's rail thin.
Yeah,
she's got a couple ripples on her. I mean, now who's being critical?
Yeah.
Miss Chrissy?
No, I was just saying.
Well, we know Chrissy is definitely pro-guy or pro-awful guy.
Okay. Well, here's one for Chrissy.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Our second hot or not. I say hot on Meg Ryan.
Hit it or quit it with Steve.
No. Hot or not. Hot or not.
Hit it or quit it.
All right. My delivery was a little stunted there. One for the ladies. Did you see the photo of A-Rod with J-Lo on a boat? A-Rod shirtless.
I did. I thought initially
come on, for his
the
age?
Same thing that you thought probably, that the photo, it was going to be pictures of Jennifer Lopez.
Well, it said it was like A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez workout shirtless. Something to that effect. And I'm right. Like, oh, okay, click. Now, of course, J-Lo has, like a sweatsuit on, and then you just see A-Rod out there.
I will
shirtless.
Say...
He looks good.
For his age, he
does. Oh, you're qualifying it with for his age.
I am.
Why?
For him... Well, I've
heard... One of my guys! He's on the Super 6! You don't say anything bad about him.
Places that I've worked before... referred to him in a way that was called a...
Yeah.
Well, something A-R...
We're just talking about the bod here. All right.
So I don't know if it's...
called Aroid.
So, oh, I could say Aroid on here. So I didn't. Yeah. I don't know if
he looked a little bulky.
For real or if it's fake. So
yeah, I think he went... He definitely went testosterone replacement.
Yeah, he's a little bulky.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 43. You know, we would do it if we needed to do it. We're pretty big guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys are, like, cut.
I didn't say cut. I just said big guys.
Yeah, meat. It's meaty.
Yeah, meaty.
Why are they on Mickey Arison's yacht? Why don't they get their own yacht?
Is that right?
Get your own yacht, J-Lo.
You would think they could afford it.
Maybe they're saving up.
We know rumors about her. She's pretty cheap at times.
That's true.
You two are cut from the same cloth.
What do you mean?
You're cheap, too, is what she's saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what? I don't pull back tips at a blackjack table. I've never done that. That was a rumor here that she can never shake.
When Ben tipped and she pulled the tip back.
Affleck had a big win on the blackjack table, and she's like, yeah, it's too much.
Isn't that, like, illegal?
You can pull back a tip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it is Jennifer Lopez, so they're not going to, you know, bring her to the back and squeeze her head in a vice.
Could.
Would have been a cool ending of the story.
Charles Oakley.
Yeah. Also trending. We'll just tag this one. It pays to read. But I will say I don't believe Kristen Cavallari. The last very Cavallari.
She seemed very excited when she was talking about it.
I'm understandably so. She was claiming, I'm going to deliver this because we got to make sure it's clean. Cavallari, who's married to former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler, who's very laid back, claims that Cutler read GQ and got much more effective going downtown.
Perfect.
Working below the belt.
Found Google Maps.
Working below the belt. I don't believe it.
I think the way she was talking about it.
I don't believe with his energy level that he would be good at that.
Well, he has nothing else to do.
So he's just reading and practicing?
Yeah, I think so.
But I'm saying, in general, his effort level I don't view him as, hey, I'm going to put the hard hat on and do what I got to do. I don't think he would do it.
I think maybe when he was playing.
When he was trying to, like, impress ladies?
So everything else he works hard at. He puts in effort.
I'm thinking when he was playing, he didn't have that much time to do other things. Because she said... He's gotten better. It's gone to a different level. So maybe now that he's out. And by the way, they also referenced last week, I don't think you were watching because you gave up on the show that I find fantastic.
Pretty good.
And Jay Cutler's just named one of the breakout stars of 2018 reality television.
Yeah, he's no doubt.
Which he is, no question.
Yeah. I actually had a whole conversation with one of our listeners, Skibs, Ellen, and she was saying she's just fascinated by him.
He thinks he's
tremendous.
He's the greatest. But last week... She was saying that she's going to take her employees on a retreat to, like, hey, we're going to bond. We're going to go have some time down in Florida to really, you know, come together before the store opens. And, you know, I think this is good. And he's like, it seems like it's going to cost a lot of money. Like, yeah, I don't like it. And she,
what happened? Did he put the complete kibosh on it?
She said, you got to go to Miami for work last year, referencing his tiding with the Dolphins.
You know,
he gave the... made a lot of money from that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Finally! That's enough of this! I watched the show and it's like, hey, honey, like, I'm bankrolling your new business. And then, you know, under your breath, you're like, which is going to fail? Like, I'm paying all these buffoons, these Real Housewives of Nashville, like, this is costing me a lot of money. You know what? How about we wait until you succeed and you're making money before we go on the retreat? Open the business first.
Right.
I mean, what is this? Who operates like this? Well, folks from the OC like Kristen Cavallari.
But I think...
The spigot is just... It's open all the time.
I like the acknowledgement of, like...
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I made a bunch of money last year. That's why I took that job.
Right. You're liking it, aren't you?
Yes. That money is what enabled your store to expand into this new space.
I think she needs to stop being so pushy because he's sitting at home reading stories about how to be a better...
Right, and you're interrupting him. Disturbing. I'm getting worked up.
Exactly. And you're taking, like, all these, like, rando girls that you recruited and / friends to be part of your project down in Florida, and he's, like... He's just sitting there reading more articles.
She's leaving him home to study. That's why she's leaving, probably.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to read some of these. Here, check
this
out this
whole
one
this
next.
Whole facade, though, And believe me, it happens the other way. There are guys who, you know, use their rich wives or girlfriends to do things. I mean, you know, back to the guy side, you may not like him, but I'm sure every once in a while, our buddy Floyd Mayweather is like, what? Like, how much money? Like, I'm funding, like, 31 businesses, and you guys are running them like jackasses. Stop.
I think he enjoys how they're run.
I don't know, man. Even Floyd, who's like, he thinks, who believes he has unlimited money, at some point has to be like, come on.
One of the businesses in town I drive by all the time, I swear it's open once a week. Like, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they have, there's no, like, set hours or times.
Oh, Floyd's a nicer guy than Jay Cutler, I guess.
I'm tweeting that out.
We'll just leave that, let that float out there. Also trending. Boy, you know, I missed this story. Moi! Whatever noise I made. About a week ago, Cavs fans are planning a parade for Tristan Thompson.
Okay.
Come on, TTK.
Tristan Thompson Kardashian. Why are they going to give him a parade? It's actually going to be just a rally on October 13th. They're doing it at 3:10. Oh, okay. In reference to the 3-1 lead blown by the Warriors, they're actually giving him a parade because he...
For punching Draymond Green?
...tried to kick the crap out of Dr. Dre.
I mean, I guess that's funny.
Yeah.
They really have nothing else to latch onto as far as the Cavs go anymore. It is football season.
Adam, you have to admit, if 3,000 fans... It says 3,000 people have committed. If they get 3,000 fans to come out for a 3 o'clock event at the beginning of a 23-win season, that's awesome. Pretty hardcore.
It's great. It's amazing. I hope it really happens. I hope it goes through. I thought they were giving him one for getting out of the Kardashian family.
Oh.
I feel like he's getting out.
Okay.
It could be like...
Is that trending as well? What's going on?
The beginning of the end?
Yeah, I think this is a celebration of...
Oh, I thought you were breaking news here.
No. I think it's just happening.
He's not getting out. Not yet. And is it really going to be him getting out or him being kicked out?
Yeah, I was about to say, his career like will start to unravel before he inevitably gets
He does have a Kardashian out. Baby now.
That's that didn't good. Do much for Scott Disick or whatever his
name is. Oh, you know, actually, you know,
three of them.
You know, you had the story yesterday about Federline
yeah.
asking for $60,000 a month from Britney Spears because she's making so much money, up from 20. He wants 60 up from 20. I mean, there's a chance down the road. If they split, Tristan Thompson could get child support.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Ooh.
I mean, they are rich, rich, rich. Now, my guess is they're working their accounting creatively so that the single daughters have all the money and the married ones have nothing. Or at least less than their mate.
True.
Now, I mean, if I was the momager, I would be doing that. The money would be moved around.
That is smart.
Tiger should marry Kylie for sure.
Too late. No one's married. If she gets married, the momager's not going to allow that. If she's worth $950 million,
yeah,
she's never getting married. Probably she shouldn't.
Too late. Should have married her when she was 16 when they started dating.
Whoa.
Findlay Toyota in the Valley Auto Mall has the largest Toyota service facility in Nevada.
Celebrate the end of the work week this Friday with a 51s baseball game and a post-game fireworks show presented by Findlay Toyota. Then on Saturday, it's a back-to-school special with a 51s giveaway. The first 2,500 fans through the gates will receive a 51s duffel bag presented by College of Southern Nevada. Gates open at 6 p.m. with the first pitch for both games at 7:05. Get your tickets today at lb51.com.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, can you tell us who the typical customer at Dollar Loan Center is?
You know that 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't even have a checking account? And 25% of the population uses some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank and borrowing $800 for a couple weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
And Dollar Loan Center can fill that void, right?
We process hundreds of loans every day, and we love to say yes. We approve over 75% of our applicants and can send you out the door with cash in less than 30 minutes. In our world, that's what real people are looking for.
Absolutely.
Pacific Daylight Time. Hit 437.
when something goes wrong with your air conditioning, you only have three options, and doing nothing isn't one of them. So one, you can mess with the problem yourself. Good luck with that. Two, you can call some inexperienced smaller AC shop you know nothing about. Or three, you can call the guys you've known for a long time. Yes Air Conditioning. They're run by a bunch of slightly obsessive neat freaks who will do the job so well you may never see them again. When AC problems arise, the Yes Man can. Call Yes Air Conditioning, 888-4937, or go online to theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
See what can happen at Chapman?
Jeeps are hot, and Chapman is the hottest place to get one. No one sells more Jeeps in Nevada than Chapman. No one. Why? Because we refuse to be undersold by anyone. You want the lowest price anywhere? Chapman guarantees you get it here. That means discounts up to 30% off for savings as high as $20,000 on new Jeeps, Dodges, Chryslers, and Rams. We're also offering 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years. And don't worry about past credit bumps. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Don't miss the summer clearance event all this week. Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
OEC on select models, guarantee offer valid on any modified signed contract. We reserve right to purchase vehicle at the same price. Offers may not be combined.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
Right now at Findlay True North Volkswagen, it's now time, you betta, getta, Jetta. The all-new, totally remixed, redesigned, and practically reinvented 2019 Jetta S is now here, and it's ready for you. Several in stock, starting at $19,958. Visit Findlay True North Volkswagen, located in the northwest at Centennial Hills. We put the value in Volkswagen. Exit US 95 at Ann Road, head north to Azure Drive.
On approved credit, MSRP 2645. Good on in-stock units only, plus tax. $29.25 title fee and $4.99 dock fee. Expires 8/31/18.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Hot roads that are going to be wet and slick. There is no more important time of year to make sure that your tires are up for the task. If they're not, it's time for Smart Tires, the only company in Las Vegas that can offer you four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin. Balancing and mounting all included. So call today, 739-TIRE. Easier yet, take care of everything online at smarttires.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable.
Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Exciting times in mid-August. Over-under win totals are out in the NBA. And we've got three Lakers fans. At least a Magic fan, Magic Johnson fan, is on the horn. Adam and I love the Lakers. We love LeBron. We love the Lakers. RJ Bell is with us. RJ?
Do you know how many titles Magic Johnson has won?
Combined, I mean, if I count his business accomplishments, hundreds.
He's done pretty well. Yeah. He's done pretty well.
That is your comeback all the time we start critiquing the Lakers. All right. Well, let's talk first about the Lakers number, which came out at 48.5, is actually ticked down, believe it or not. Most of the sharp action is on the under to 47.5.
I got to be honest. You know, we talked about this at length on the podcast this week, the Dream Preview with Fezzik and Brad. I like the over, even at the opener. Fezzik liked the over. We played a little Huey Lewis tip to be square to kind of commemorate the reality. And I got to tell you, we went through and looked at it from two different angles. One was, how many games did a team usually improve when LeBron went onto the team? So we looked at the history, not counting his rookie year, you know, his first time on, but, you know, going to Miami, going back to Cleveland, so two times he's come on a team, and then two times he's left a team. And the two teams he's left, the average loss of wins was like 30, and the number of gain wins was like 17. I'm just going by memory, but, you know, big number, less than 20, more than 15. Okay, now you look at the Lakers, and you look at their wins last year, did they lose? I mean, did they really lose anyone? I mean, if you just even forget about LeBron, let's say LeBron decides he's not going to play next year, isn't this Lakers team as constituted better than last year's team?
Yes.
Okay, by a smidge, you know, by some degree. Okay, so now, if LeBron typically adds 15, 17, 18 wins, they're in great shape, right, on this total.
Yeah, then you're talking 50, 52, 53.
Okay, now here's the next question. If you go back to, like, 2009, the least amount of wins any of his teams, LeBron, has had is 50. So that means to think 47.5 is the right number, this is either the worst supporting cast LeBron has had during that time, or LeBron next year won't be this player commensurate with how good he was during the last 10 or 12 years. I would make the following case. Or 10 years, let's say. I would make the following case. LeBron last year, it could have been his best season. I'm not saying that that's clearly the case, but I think you could debate that. Do you agree with that?
Sure.
All right, so it's hard to imagine there's going to be a big drop-off this year. And so now, is this Laker team really the worst supporting cast he ever had? Because here's the question. This Laker team this year versus last year's Laker team, neither with LeBron. So it's a time machine game, but it's last year's supporting cast for the Cavs versus this year's Lakers supporting cast. No LeBron on either team. Fezzik said he'd make the Lakers on a neutral court favored by 6 points. Last year's team won 50 games. Made the finals. The only thing I'm going to hear, oh, the West, the West, the West. I'm sick of that. I don't know how many games that's worth, but I got to tell you, who was the third best team in the West last year?
It's a good question. There's a bunch. There's a huge group right behind the top two.
We're looking at what, Portland with 48?
I mean, do we want to go by regular season wins? Do we want to go by who made the semis in the West? You pick one.
Yeah.
Who is it? Pick the best team, third best team. Because I tell you this, I promise you the Cavs would have been favored over them.
Over Portland in a series?
Oh, God,
yeah. Or the Pelicans who beat them?
Absolutely. Huh?
Or Utah, yeah, Utah and OKC in the, what, the 4 and
for
5?
For sure.
Yeah.
Not even a question. So to me, this feels like every. You know what this feels like? This feels like when someone thinks, oh, this team's lost two close games in football. Now they're at home, and this and the other team that's ranked in the top 10 is off back to back road games, and or this is the second of two road games, and they're thinking, oh, man, I'm going to take 3.5 here. And the line comes out with that team favored by 2. But in their minds, they're not thinking about the number. They're just thinking, oh, I like that team, and they lay the 2. I think if the number came out of 52.5, yeah, the under would have been sharp. The idea that 47.5 is the right number, I mean, you do realize 41 and 41 is 500, 82 games. We're talking about this team's, you know, a handful of wins away from being a 500 team? I like the over.
RJ Bell with us talking about the Lakers over under now 47.5. He likes the over. I'm going to lean on two things. I won't use that voice that you use with the West. But, I mean, the depth of the West is solid. 9 teams had over 46 wins. And more importantly, I like to lean on basketball experts. Charles Barkley said the Lakers are a fifth or sixth seed. Go.
Well, listen, on Fox National Radio, so there could be no confusion, 300 stations nationwide, last Saturday night, I challenged Charles. I said I'd bet him up to, I think I said a half a million.
You did.
I would give an investor with that.
Yeah.
Is he said on Dan Patrick, oh, I think New Orleans is better.
No, specifically, it was your bet was Minnesota against the Lakers.
Oh, it was Minnesota, okay. And that's right, I was confusing the two. And Fezzik said, well, you know, I'd make the Lakers minus 2.5 wins in that. Well, at least with the opener, it was the Lakers were 4 wins better.
Right.
So listen, I very much respect Charles Barkley, well, as a player, obviously, but also as a guy that knows the NBA. But I think sometimes these guys, I don't know if it's they're just talking off the cuff. I mean, who knows? Barkley could have been eating a big bowl of clam chowder and could have been texting someone when he said it. So I'm not sure how much energy he was putting in. You know, he seems like he's distracted on a lot of these radio hits he does.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm just saying, like guys like me, when I do a radio hit, I'm making sure all the doors are closed. I mean, maybe not for this one, but for a bigger one.
Yeah, for the big ones, yeah.
Yeah, I'll make sure everything's ready.
Sure.
I'll take a big swig of Ginkgo biloba, get ready to go. I think Chuck, this is probably, like, other than brushing his teeth, doing a radio hit is probably the lowest stakes thing he's doing in a day.
Right.
So maybe he's not thinking as much. But to me, the idea that Minnesota is better than the Lakers, let's just say this, I'm willing to bet on it.
RJ Bell's with us, pregame.com, straight out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio, 11 o'clock on Friday nights, 10 o'clock on Saturday nights. Preseason football. So we've had, 13 games now. Just some general tips for players out there, bettors out there, on how to handle preseason football.
Fezzik was a driver on these, and we actually talked about it at length on the Dream Preview this week. We'll go a little higher level here. One is coaching general motivate, or let's say general focus on winning. Now, this is going back in time a little bit, and every year it gets a little more dated, but Bill Parcells, guys remember, older guys and gals, he hated losing any game, and he was amazing in the preseason. Tony Dungy was the opposite. I think with the Colts, he took pride, it seems like, in losing in the preseason. There's no one that extreme now, but if you look at their ATS record, look at their straight-up record, you get a feel of how much they care, especially if they've been in the league more than 4 years, let's say, and you got some real data. And I don't think the market fully accounts for that. That's one. Number two is game-by-game motivation. If they were really embarrassed the game before, like 30-7, they're going to come out and play. The scoreboard matters more for that team, right? Number two, if they won by a ton, they won 37, maybe now's the time you get a couple extra series with the guys you want to look at. Also, and this is going to be something that comes up next week, if a team doesn't want to go 0-4, because that becomes a storyline. 1-3 is not a story, 0-4 is. So when you have an 0-1 team against a 1-0 team in week two, I tend to look towards the 0-1 team. Because you might say, well, RJ, why do they really care? It's only the second week. They have two more. But week three is a dress rehearsal, so everyone's playing hard. So you can't really will yourself to win that game. And then in week four, it's always those people on the cut line to get all the time. So you kind of want to get that win out of the way in game two. So game-by-game motivation. Third, a four, QB rotation. It's not just how good the big name's going to be. It's how good the backup is. But it's not even how good the backup is. It's how suited the backup is to perform in the preseason. And what's the two biggest factors? One, experience. I'd much rather have a Brian Hoyer than a Josh Rosen as my second quarterback. Even though Josh Rosen's ceiling is much higher, he doesn't know the offense yet. A Hoyer does, right? So experience is a pro for the backups. And number two, mobility, because if it's hard to run the offense because it's so sophisticated.